for that. And then LinkedIn, Renee
Okay.
Moorefield, Moorefield on LinkedIn.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's been another delightful conversation. Thank you so much for being with us. And I wish you all the wonderful success with the programs you're doing.
Thank you. And the same to you. I am so grateful to meet a kindred spirit.
Yeah.
So, we're both up to really the same mission
Yeah.
in life. And you are absolutely a kindred spirit. I felt that the first time we talked.
100%,
Thank you
100%.
for that.
Thank you so much, Renee.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out.
I'm so grateful for my guest, Renee Moorefield, not only for the time she spent with me, but for the work that she's been leading through Wisdom Works for over 2 decades. You can learn more about their services at wisdom-works.com. Links and more info are on the Authenticity Matters show page on KXRW.fm and on Facebook. Before we wrap the show, let's hear from the sponsors that help provide this radio programming to the community. You're listening to KXRW 99.9 FM.
Are you looking for junk removal from a full-service, local, friendly company that recycles or donates whenever possible? On Point Removal Services trucks are 25% bigger than the average junk removal truck and are fully licensed and insured. Call or text 360-728-0093 for a free instant quote. That's 360-728-0093. Or go to onpoint-removal.com for more information. On Point Removal Services, removing junk on point. Programming like this is made possible by support from High Five Cannabis, your local cannabis connection in Vancouver and Stevenson, Washington. High Five offers flower, concentrates, edibles, tinctures, topicals, and more. Whether you're new to cannabis or know what you need, their staff is available to assist. If you go to highfivecannabis.com, spelled H-I-G-H, the number 5, cannabis.com, you can learn about their specials like Munchie Monday, Senior Tuesdays, Waxy Wednesdays, and Loyalty Thursdays. Again, that's highfivecannabis.com.
Discover Underbar, a speakeasy-themed cocktail lounge located in downtown Vancouver. An LGBTQ-friendly and gay-owned space, it's a go-to destination for weekly events such as comedy, trivia, bingo, and open mic nights. Local artists are featured every first Friday of the month, and every fourth Sunday is Underbar's underground drag brunch show from 2 to 4 p.m. More information can be found at underbarvancouver.com.
Join me next time to hear more authenticity journeys on Authenticity Matters. This is KXRW 99.9 FM.
Listening to Wildflower and Weeds here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Nehalem, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach, and Wheeler at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
How do you know when it's your time to go? Just keep pushing down the lonely road. Someone say, time's running away. Will we ever find the right words to say? It takes a lot of goodbyes to get to forever. It takes a lot of good cries. Goodbyes to get to forever. Ooh. We both gone away. Fade.
You just heard Goodbyes by Kendall Lujan. That's off her album that just came out earlier this year, I think. Or was it late last? I don't know. But anyway, it's called Lucky Penny. Do you have him on?
I thought I did.
You want to talk again?
That's not working.
Well, I'm going to keep talking because we have a special guest, but his voice can't be heard. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and I'm in the X-Ray studio today with Garrison. His album, Monte, is coming out on August 29th, and today he's here to give us a little taste of the album. He's going to play us a few songs, chat about it, and his upcoming shows. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
There you are.
Oh, there I am.
I'm so glad you sent Kendall's song. I love that track so much.
I love the whole album. I think it's so distinct and like really fun and has a lot of different genres.
It does. It's super whimsical. We saw her album release at Show Bar for this, and she was just as whimsy as ever. Like, she came into the audience and chatted with everybody because, you know, everyone's there for her. And it was so cute. And like, we only got a second to like say hi, and then later I got a message saying, you know, I was all over the place, and I was like, I get it.
Yeah, we got to see her at Atlantis Underground, the little open mic they do. They had her as a special guest 1 week, and I hadn't met her, but I'd listened to a lot of her music, and so she started playing, and I was like, oh my God, she's better live than her, which is always what I love to see in artists, even if they don't sound as crisp or something, when they have that energy that's just so much more expansive live, and I was like, ah, she's got it.
Yeah, it's a depth for sure. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you brought us some songs to play. We have some tie-ins that we'll chat about. I did want to talk about your album, your release show, not just your album coming out, which is August 29th, but you also have your show that night at Rose City Book Pub.
Yes, it's Rose City Book Pub at 7 o'clock. My good friend JoJo Gold is going to start us off. She's super fun. She's got like a Liz Phair, Patti Smith, like this really fun kind of punk vibe to her.
Great.
And she's going to play with her cellist. So it's
amazing.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. It's an intimate space. And I think that's best to receive the songs from this album.
For sure.
It's like a very intimate, like you're in your living room sort of a feeling.
Totally. Even the images that you sent really captured that like feeling of being in like your safe space, of, like, I don't know, your grandma's house.
Yeah.
Or your mom's house, like messing with things. It was aesthetically adorable also. Good. Yeah, I mean, the tracks that you've released so far have been amazing. Are you, and the ones that you're playing today, we'll chat a little bit about kind of the backstory.
Yeah.
Where did you record this album?
I recorded it at Opal Studios here in Portland. Kevin Hahn owns the studio and he's the producer and he's a sound engineer. He's very talented and like all over. He can just do all, anything you need him to, basically. So I initially, I was kind of looking for a studio, and I had a friend who had recorded an album with him, and so I listened to my friend's album, and I really liked the sound, and that's what sort of drew me in. And so I chatted with Kevin for a bit, and then he was really, it was my first time in a recording studio, I'm just gonna let y'all know.
That's like amazing.
So it was a lot of learning, and at first it was mostly me taking feedback and feeling self-conscious about myself, but then
especially if your norm is like you've done songwriting, like open mics,
yeah,
in front of people, playing, probably practicing in your own space,
mm-hmm,
and like the restraints of being in a box, you know.
Yeah, it's different, but it was like I learned so much, and I was really grateful that he had a lot of creativity with it as well. So because he was kind of that central person go to, so he would help with guitar riffs, or he would help with certain things that I wasn't really familiar with in a studio. So I was really glad to have like that guidance and that advice.
Yeah. It's always good to have a friend that's recommend someone.
Yeah, someone you can kind of
like you can vouch. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I feel that. Well, how did you get into music, and you know what made you start to organize shows, things like that?
Oh man, it's quite a story. But I started playing piano and singing when I was like, I've been writing songs since probably 7, but then I started playing music, piano and singing at like 8. And just did that in my bedroom. Like, my piano was my best friend. I was so weird growing up and awkward. I had, like, not very many friends, and my piano was my friend. And so I would sit and just play over and over and over, and then make mixtape cassettes. That's right.
Yep.
Used to have cassettes, for those of you who don't know. And then at 17, I moved out in with my grandparents, and he taught me to play guitar. He was a country western, like, singer-songwriter, and so he taught me to play guitar. And then he gave me my first guitar. And so I think they might have regretted that after I lived in their basement and was like learning guitar in their basement. They're like, oh man, maybe we shouldn't have taught him how to play. But so then I would write songs and play them for him.
That's great.
And I did that for a long time.
I love that.
It was really special. I think I always gave in to my nervousness side. So I never really performed much. I did a couple karaoke's or open mics.
Yeah, yeah.
And then didn't perform much until he passed away. And then my first performance in front of a lot of people was at his funeral.
I guess what are you supposed to do? You have to keep playing.
You have to keep playing. And he would always call and say, are you working on your music?
Yeah.
Are you working on your music? And it was like so stark that phone call was not going to come anymore. And
yeah,
so I was all of the future phone calls that would have happened sort of culminated into get out and do your, get out there and make music and write music for people. And so That's what he would want. And I really wanted to carry on his legacy. And so that's sort of how I got propelled into performing. And I knew the first record was supposed to be a tribute to him and everything he taught and how he influenced my songwriting and my music taste. And then my husband and I started created Northwest Songfest and started making events because we noticed a lot of the kind of towns outside of Portland didn't have a lot of musical opportunities, and they weren't heavily focused on songwriters. It was a lot of bands, which I love bands, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But songwriters have to start, you know, like before the band, there's a songwriter.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to focus on like nourishing, like encouraging and supporting songwriters, like keep playing.
A lot of things get worked out while playing live. Like, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. unfinished songs that you think are finished. And then
right. That's
kind of how you work those like little things out. And if you don't have that, you know?
Yeah, you think your song is done until you get in front of people and you're like, whoop.
it's really great that you started that. I know you're from a little bit out of Portland, but, you know, this is kind of a central base for your music. You have a show coming up in October, which we will talk about more of the details, but you're organizing it for Patty Griffin.
Yes.
A tribute show.
I'm so excited about that. It's Long Ride Home, a tribute to Patty Griffin. And I grew up listening to and just like loving her. She's so, her lyrics and her the tenderness of her voice. And so there was a couple people in the show who I think I had chatted with on and off, and Patty Griffin somehow came up. And I thought, oh my God, like Portland has to be obsessed with Patty Griffin. There's no way, as that artist and as her genre and her style, there's no way that Portland doesn't love her just as an, in general. And so I came up with the idea, and then I just started asking people. And some of them I was nervous because they're fabulous musicians and they're very talented and they've done a lot of really great venues and great stages. And I thought, well, I'm just going to reach out. I'm just going to reach out to these really talented people who remind me of the same type of vibe that Patty has, like this vulnerability and this hauntingness and this like stick with you kind of a lyricism. And so I started reaching out to people, and I put together, we've got, I think it's 8 or 9 artists total. And they're just, I mean, I'm honored and like so thrilled that we have this group coming together. And I think they're going to do these really amazing renditions of her songs.
Is it one song for every person?
It's 2 songs for every person.
Oh, cool.
So okay. It kind of keeps movement.
I've talked to people about other tribute shows before, and my favorite thing is when I get to go to them and try to guess which person, you know what I mean? I'm like, which one are they going to choose? What would be perfect for Rose? You know, like, I do try to, and I'm never right. I'm never right.
No, and that's been interesting too, because I made a spreadsheet and I was like, okay, everybody go put your songs in.
Yeah.
Let's see what you pick. And
some of them are like really surprising too. And I'll be like, oh, that was good. That's a deep cut, you know?
Yeah. And it's, I'm really excited to hear their version of these songs.
That's so good. Well, I'm so excited about that. You've got a busy summer, end of summer, like the solstice.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I mean, myself into?
Yeah. With this coming out and then your show, I mean, it's exciting. Well, how long have you been working on this album?
Oh man, probably, well, the songs, of course, it's been years of different writing some of these songs, because my grandpa passed away about 6 years ago, and that's when I started writing some of the songs on this album. And so it's been probably close to 2 years of since when I started to now. And so some of the songs were already written, some of the songs I finished for the record, and 2 of the songs in the intro and interlude are voicemails from him, and 2 of the songs are songs he wrote. So it's...
Was this like a ultimate... I mean, you said that was 7 years ago?
About six.
Six years mm-hmm. ago? Okay. My dad passed away 8 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Grief is so crazy. Like, when you meet someone who's a year or two in, you're just like, you have no idea.
Yeah,
you're
I was
just
thinking...
a baby griefer.
I was thinking about that on the way here. I was like, 6 years, I think, seems like... If anybody was outside of that hurt or that grief, they're gonna think, well, that's a normal amount of time for you to be functioning again.
Right?
You're good, right?
And you're like, no, not for the rest of my entire life.
No, like those people are wrapped into who you are, and it's like trying to untangle part of yourself.
Totally. And I know I've had that with people who I'm just like, you must not have ever loved anybody this deep. I don't know what to tell. Like, that's sad for you.
Yeah.
I'm really like. But I know with me and my art, like when I finish something, I wrote a children's book and I dedicated it to my dad.
Oh.
And it took me like 4 years to do because it takes a really long time.
Yeah.
And, but I do know every time I'd like finish something or something like reminded me of him or took from like the art he made, I would be like, he would love this. And then I'd be like bawling on the floor.
Oh yeah.
Because those,
oh yeah.
Those like breakdowns of that moment where you're like, oh, I can't call him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do feel like putting it out there, like that part, that was hard to like say this is dedicated to my dad, because then I get like wrapped up and it's hard to talk through.
Oh, it was very vulnerable and scary. And I still probably sit here on the other end of it being like, the album is imperfect. It's not a perfect album, because I could have sat there years and just like redone, because he's not here for me to say, do you like it?
Totally,
do you not like it? So
totally.
I had to do the best I could.
And maybe in 10 years you redo it again. And you're like, well, this is my
edition.
New take. Yeah. I do feel like, that like I can't show him, or I can't ask for the guidance, but there is this like part that my dad was at all my art shows that I did, like even from a kid age to like older, and he helped me with my art. So I do feel like I owed it to him to like do it and put it and be done with it, because for years I have it's been sitting there on a shelf in my brain even.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you owe it to him.
Yeah.
To put a bow on it.
That's right. It's like, put it out. That's what he would have wanted. And that's always what he said was work on your music. And so that's, I'm hoping, and you probably felt the same way about your book, is it's like, you put this out, it's very scary, it's very vulnerable, but you hope that it helps people in similar situations, or if they connect to your book or one part of the book or one song from the record, it's like, you go through that process in hopes that it gives hope to other people that are going through it.
Even this, like doing this show, I had somebody email me over a song that was like, I heard it and it reminded me of my mom who passed away a few years ago. Mm. And I had to pull over, and then I couldn't figure out how to go back to the playlist to figure out what the name was. Oh. Then I had to figure out what time your show was on when I was crying in the parking lot. And it finally led me to your email.
That feels really on brand for me.
I know, me too. I totally have done that to podcasters who I'm like, you made me cry today. And I feel that. We were talking a little bit about My Favorite Murder earlier. And like Karen, we were talking about Karen, and her mom died of the same dementia my dad died of.
Oh.
And when I learned that, I was just like in tears by myself, getting ready for bed while I'm listening to them. And I'm just like, oh, no one's here for me to be like, me too.
Oh, I've lost it on their podcast. And I think what's funny is people like Karen and Georgia who use humor to deal with their stuff.
When you
get like a little peek behind the curtain, like when Georgia gets choked up or when Karen is reading a hometown and starts to cry.
Yeah.
Those moments for me feel so real because I kind of process things the same way with humor. And so it's like when they break, even if I'm not sure what they're talking about, sometimes I'm listening while I'm doing the dishes. It's like, I feel it.
I know.
Oh no, tears are just like coming because you can tell that it really struck them.
That's totally true. And that like humor to like bandage or not, I don't know what it is.
It's like to process,
I think. It's like weirdly morbid, and people will look at me and be like, did you just say that? And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yes, I did say that. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I am the same way where it's like people might take it the wrong way, but that's how I think I process heavy things.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, it sounds like a joke, but honestly, I'm freaking crying inside.
Yeah. It's how I get out of bed.
Yeah.
Is I'm going to joke about it and go to work, or I'm going to stay home and cry in bed. So you pick, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah, exactly. Well, you were going to play us a few of the songs off of this album. And now that I kind of know more of that part too, the voicemails, I can't wait to hear. I already know I'm going to cry. But this song is Let It Go. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, this song. So this is actually a song that my grandfather wrote with his producer, David Tucker.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, like maybe 20 years ago. And I struggled with almost like, should I do the whole song of a whole album of his songs?
Yeah.
But then I thought, no, I think it's important that I put my own like songs in there of processing the grief and not just, you know, tributing him. I want like a combination. And so I picked this song because it really sort of showcased his style. He was a country Western singer songwriter, and he was a storyteller. And his lyrics, I felt like, were vulnerable. And he put it over simple guitar chords. And that's always how he wrote music. And it really influenced, like, my perception of the importance of emotion and lyrics in music. And he didn't have, like, Andrea Bocelli voice. But he had emotion and vulnerability that would pull you in. And so that really influenced me. And the other song was a love song that he wrote to my grandmother.
Aww.
And so I sing this song as, like, a tribute to him. And the other song I almost sing as his grandson, in like awe of the pure love that he had for my grandmother, but also that he just exuded. And so that's what ends the record, is Together Forever. And it's like hopeful and loving. And
that's so cute. I love that so much. I'm probably going to cry. Well, do you want to go ahead and play us Let It Go?
Sure. Thank you.
starting to blow. It's over, I know, but I need you so. And I can't let it go. Gotta forget and move on. Get a new life, a new song. It's over, I know, but I can't let it go. I thought you'd be here to stay. You closed the door and walked away. Oh no, let it go. I can start over right now. My heart will make it somehow, but it's hurting me so. And I can't let it go. Oh, the pain I never knew. The pain of loving you is starting to show. And I can't let it go. I thought you'd be here to stay. Close the door and walked away. Oh no, let it go. Oh, I can't let it go. I couldn't see I'd miss you so. Now I know, and I can't let it go. I thought you'd be here to stay. You closed the door and walked away. Oh no, let it go. Oh, let it go.
You just heard the live performance by Garrison of Let It Go, a song that will be on his album that comes out later this month, Monty, and written by your grandpa. Which I feel like we have to say, because
yeah,
that's really cool.
It's deep. It's my, a deep cut.
My grandfather was an architect, and if I could get my hands on a blueprint, just one, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that would be really special.
Oh my! When he passed, my grandmother actually gave me his lyric book, like his notebook.
Yeah.
And that's probably my most prized possession, outside of like my husband and our dog and cat stuff. But
yeah.
That lyric book has like all the lyrics and the songs that he hand wrote, like he was old school. So it was handwritten of the songs that he did record and a bunch of songs that he never recorded that are just like written. And so it's like this deep chasm of like, ooh, I could get in there and try to figure out some of these songs that he hasn't released. But it feels like it's a really emotional landscape to step into. So yeah. I just took a little bit at a time.
Yeah, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. My cousin got gifted her grandmother's diary.
Oh, wow.
All of them. Like,
okay.
Tons of them. And I was like, are you sure you want to go into that?
Yeah.
And she did. And I read some of them, too. And I was like, that's a lot to read, like, what your grandma's most inner thoughts were at specific years and times. And
personal. Yeah.
Yeah. And songwriting's really personal. Sometimes it can be, you know, more about, like, the human, like how we relate, mm-hmm. you know, and it might just be a poppy song that's to feel good.
Right.
That still holds some type of value, you know, an emotional yeah. value in it. I don't know. It's interesting. But it's, I mean, being a guitar player too and a songwriter, usually country music's pretty sad.
I know. Well, classic. So
I feel like it could go pretty dark there.
It gets, yeah, like, I grew up listening to a lot of classic country with my grandpa, and I'm like, wow, these songs are, like, modern country, I think, has less.
I feel like, hot take.
Hot take. Drop but, the tea.
You know, I know I'm on, like, a community station that's playing, like, indie country, so it's a lot different than, like, what's on the radio. But I do feel like a lot of the new country is very, like, breakup based.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of old country is too, but there was a lot of other stuff that was there too, even into the 90s, you know, about like father son relationship, you know, like different things like that. But I do feel like, you know, maybe I'm just like not listening to the right ones, or I don't know.
No,
but,
I,
you know.
I'm gonna agree with you. We'll get canceled together.
Yeah.
That
there you
it's
go.
the classic country, I think, in my opinion, had a little bit more of the human experience and a little bit more storytelling and things like that.
Yeah.
Interweaved in it.
Yeah.
And it, for me, it felt more, maybe it's because it's so nostalgic, it just felt like more vulnerable. Where I think the new music, a lot of it's like, you know, my toes are in the sand, I got a bear between my lips, and it's, that's fine. There's a place for that, definitely.
Yeah.
But I almost wonder if they are like kind of avoiding the vulnerability that comes with country music. Like maybe
yeah.
they're skirting it a little bit where I'm like, go deeper, dude.
I do think of that like pop country of the 2000s, except, you know, onward did go more like, there were like post 9/11, there were those like really deep 9/11 songs.
Oh, yeah.
But after that, it was like everything was very like kind of more poppy and not deeper. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting to see the evolution of music.
Or what's chosen to be on the radio. Because, like, it's we're not re-listening their whole album, so it's like, do we seek out? But, you know, I feel like since young age, I always was, like, looking for a CD that wasn't on the radio. You know, like, emo music that was, like, not.
I wanted to be really cool. I found Fiona Apple's album in the bins, and I was cool. Yeah, like.
Actually, that's the most Portland story.
Yeah, like, it really is, but.
But it was a good find.
Yeah.
I know. I was going to say.
Love
her album that came out in 2020, like in the midst of COVID.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
This feels so COVID.
Fetch the Bolt Cutters.
It's so good.
She's never released. She's one of my favorite lyricists, and she's never released a record that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Like, she's
so good.
True to herself.
Even when she wasn't making a ton of music, she was doing like opening songs for shows and stuff that were just like hauntingly gorgeous.
So good.
She
just did Heart of Gold. Cover.
Oh, I need to go listen to that.
And like for me, that you listen to, it's so good. It almost, don't kill me. It almost hits like above the original for me because I grew up.
Don't cancel us. Today.
Don't cancel me. The original, no song ever beat the original for me. No cover ever beat the original for me. And then Fiona Apple dropped it, and I was like, oh, well.
I mean, yeah.
You know what?
I love her.
It was good.
I know, sometimes there are covers that you're like, oh,
shoot,
ooh,
you took that.
You did it.
That might be yours now. Like Whitney Houston, oops.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But
Dolly, love
the
you.
The thing is, like, old country, too, though, was, like, everybody was selling their songs to each other. You know, into, like, classic rock, like the Eagles and et cetera. Like, you do my song, I'll do your song. We'll both do this song, and we'll all put it on all of our records.
Yeah. Yeah, or they would have, like, a song that they did on the next record. Like, they did one song on one record, then it came back on the, you know, two records later. It's the same song or something.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, you're just filling, how many albums? I'm like, man, making music in the, like, when I go through Dolly's, sometimes you see another song be put on other albums with her. I mean, she has so many.
So many.
There's, like, 50 albums on there.
Yeah,
I don't even know how I'm supposed to, like, learn her whole discography.
I don't think there's a way. And back then, I think the standard was like a record a year.
Yeah.
Right? Like it was like you, if you got if up there and you were famous, quote unquote, it was like a record a year. And now we, like Adele takes 5-6 years in between records and we're still waiting with bated breath. But back then, if you took a couple years, it was like, well.
She fell off. She doesn't know.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I know. It's, we do think we're like, well, you don't have another one out. And you're like, have you tried to write a song?
Yeah.
Like I can't even hold a guitar.
It is hard. It's.
I'm like, where's the album? Just kidding.
Yeah, where's your record at?
Where's your record? It's been over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I look at people who play music, and I'm like, I don't know how you would even get started. You take your time. You set up.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's for me. It's. I joke about it that it's like I have been. Music has basically just been me not knowing and being scared and doing it anyways. Of like task after task after task. Of just being so scared and doing it anyways.
I know, that's kind of what it is. Like if you don't get out there, And I mean, I get butterflies even thinking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how everyone does it.
I'm still nervous for every show and every radio thing. I'm still nervous all the time.
Same. I do this. This is my 199th, I think, or 197th show.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And I still get nervous when we go live. But, well, speaking of shows, you have two shows coming up.
Yeah.
August 29th at Rose City Book Pub.
Rose City Book Pub, yeah.
And then you've got a show, the Patty Griffin Tribute Show, that's happening October 9th at Alberta Street Abbey.
Alberta Street Pub.
Or Alberta Street Pub.
They're
wow.
close, but yeah.
I think it's just pre-filled. Maybe I wrote that wrong.
If you go to the Abbey and just They'll start walking, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Like, listen for Patty Griffin around that. You'll find it.
Those are both great places to see a show. And I'm excited for that. Your album release, will you have records? Like, did you do vinyl?
I did not do vinyl with this one.
It's so much more logistically.
It's a lot. Like, and what's funny is you make the record, you think you're done. You're not done.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much more. So I did get merch, which you designed the logo for, and I'm obsessed with.
It's so good.
Please go see her for every logo need, because I just gave you a vibe. I wasn't even like, this is the colors. This is, I was just like.
And you're like, here's my song. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And it was perfect. So thank you. I love them. And so I got t-shirts. I'll have stickers and I'll have CDs. And then in the future, I'm going to have hats shortly. And I'm hoping like maybe a year anniversary I'll have vinyl.
Yeah. CDs are good though.
Yeah, they
CDs
still
are
I
really
love
good.
CDs.
Yeah.
I love cassettes. I grew up with physical media and it still has a really
it's
special
It's actually
place
really
in my
sad
heart.
If you think about all the media that you have that you actually don't you won't have if they got taken away from you.
Oh yeah.
Or removed off an app.
It's wild to me to think about. Yeah, growing up it was like such a special part of my music was going to the store and picking out a record or picking out a
saving
CD
up $13
saving
to go
up,
to Target.
Yep. $13.99, and one time I was in Idaho and there was sales tax and it was like, you know, a dollar more and I was like, oh, I
Mom!
Need this Britney Spears album so bad. But it's just funny how it's just faded out and people do. I think artists understand the importance of physical media and kind of how streaming has taken away from some of the livelihood of musicians. But I think as consumers, we it's convenience, and that's sad, but it's just it's convenience. We're all busy, you know.
It really is. It's Yeah. We did invent robots to make life easier.
Yeah.
And now we're all like, why did we do this? I mean, I feel like you're on a station that's like very analog, you know, like a lot of the DJs do play like album or vinyl, like prioritize that type of deal, you know, like.
Which I love.
And every time, if we can buy a CD, we buy a CD because we have a CD player.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I still got my,
Just
I got
like,
a CD
it's really
player in my
cool,
car.
But we've got a CD. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it's silly, but it's, like, exciting. I don't know.
I love them. A record beginning to end, like, that's not a thing anymore. But for me, it is. Like, I listen to the first song to the last song. Like, what did that feel like? What was that story? I still love that.
I know. And what's the story that they're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
And how many slow songs are you going to have on it? And how many, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, which slow song is going to be my favorite? Because you know it's the poppier, more upbeat song that's going to be my favorite. I had a time growing up, like, with my little Leanne Rimes CD. And I'm like, and she's only a few years older than me. I can do this.
I love Leanne Rimes.
So good. That was my first CD. So I was like, you know, my dad bought it for me for Christmas. It was like very exciting.
Oh my gosh.
Should we play a Patty Griffin? Should we talk a little bit about that? You have a bunch of artists who are going to be doing songs if you guys weren't listening before. I've got Garrison on if you're just tuning in.
Hello.
And we're talking about his album that is coming out on August 29th, it's called Monty, and right now we're talking about hit October 9th show at Alberta Street Pub, and you're collaborating with a lot of artists, and you guys are doing a tribute show.
Yes, let me try to remember them all off the top of my head. They're all so talented. There's Amanda Breezy, Blair Borax, Story in Tune, Rose Gerber, Vonnie Kyle, Peter Rodocker? Oh, I'm going to butcher that, but love him. And Jenna Ellefson and Sarah Vitort of
Amazing.
Fox and Bones. And then I think it's me. I think I got him on. If I forgot anybody, I love you.
That's I should have been counting too.
Yeah.
Sorry. so I can't hold you accountable. But I love all those artists.
They're so talented, and I'm honored that they joined.
They're so good. Obviously, Rose. We have Blair Borax on next week to talk about her album that just came out.
Oh, it's so good.
We're going to be playing one of her songs after we play a Patty Griffin song. So
yes.
Everyone stay tuned.
Please, play Patty. Let's all cry together.
This song is off her album that just came out, which dropped. I don't know if you did you know this album was dropping when you put the tribute show together?
I didn't know it was dropping when I put the tribute show together. Isn't that funny? But I listened to her so much that the first single, you know, popped up on my whatever streaming app I use, and it like popped up, and I was like, oh,
a new song. Yeah.
But we're putting a tribute together. Thank you, Patty. This is perfect.
I know. Yeah. I was like, was this a gift?
Yeah.
It's so good because it's also called Crown of Roses, and we're in Rose City. So I was like,
She knew.
Did she know?
Yeah.
She must have. You never know.
She went into my queer future, and she was like, I got to make this record for him.
Yeah, exactly. He's putting a show together.
Yeah.
I owe him one,
yeah.
I love that. Well, this song is Back at It. Wait, Back at the Start.
Yes, Back at the Start.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. I'm excited to play it. Here is The Latest by Patty Griffin.
Secrets I don't tell ever to myself, I just keep moving. It's like working on a building with my eyes closed, nothing's improving. Day after day I stood in my own way in front of my own door. Things push you around so far, knock you down so hard, it's hard to get up anymore. Here's the thing that I've known from the start, it don't mean a thing if you can't feel your heart. You might lose everything, spend years in the dark, but it isn't the end, you're just back. All these endless skies of blue, baby, it's just you and all the umpires. Hoping nobody will notice that you don't know what you're doing, still you're getting tired. Coming up, and the rehearsal is over. Maybe nothing says it seems, the crowd is moving all the time.
just like you're drunk but you're sober. Day after day you feel you let it slip away, but it was never very far. Don't wanna stand on ground that's shaking, but the earth is always quaking, making buildings and tearing them apart. Here's the thing that I've known from the start. You tell me to think, if you can't feel your heart, you might lose everything. Spend years in the dark, but it isn't the end. You just at the start, back at the start, back at the start.
Support for X-Ray comes from Grand Lodge Concerts, presenting an evening with the infamous String Dusters, Leftover Salmon, and Kitchen Dwellers in concert on August 14th. Details at McMenamins Outdoor Concerts.com.
Hold you in your sleep, fingers tingling beneath lovey-dovey. And to feel you when you breathe, you have something in your teeth, or are you still hungry? So much it hurts, don't look back. It could be worse, you could be lonely. And to watch you when you bleed, feel it like lovers greed, all the good and ugly. Thank you.
you just heard the latest from Blair Borax with Lovers off of her album that just dropped, which is called Color Green.
Yep.
That song is called
Lover's Greed.
Yeah, Lover's Greed. I was going to say that song was The Color Green, but that is not right. Yeah, that just came out. She'll be on next week, on my show next week, so when you tune in, to talk about her upcoming shows, her album, and to do some storytelling. If you're just tuning in, this is X-Ray FM, and I've been in the studio, joined by Garrison. We are at the X-Ray studio. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun so far.
Your album, Monty, it comes out on August 29th. And you're here, you're giving us a little bit of the taste of your album, so I do want to let you have a chance to play your next track, which, did you want to play the second one, or the third one? Did you want to play Swimming?
Yeah, or let's do All Right Now.
All Right Now.
Just because it's like sad girl vibes, Patty Griffin, Blair Borax, like and I then, feel like we're really doing some sad girl, and I love it.
And then we'll come right back on to kind of wrap up for a few seconds, and then you'll play us your last song, Swimming.
Yeah.
It'll, you know, get us a little, your heart racing to enter the next show.
It'll get you pumped up for the rest of this.
Whatever you're driving to right now. Yeah. Whatever kid you're picking up.
Yeah. That's right.
I have one of my friends that listens. He's on Shady Pines. DJ Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter is Chips, and they're Fish and Chips, and they have a show. Anyway, he picks her up from school during my show, and so they listen, and I love that. I love that I'm, like, part of this, like, dad-daughter moment. Anyway, thank you for being a part of this moment also, and thanks for being here and talking about your album and getting personal about your grandfather. I know that, like, he would be super excited.
Thank you.
It's so good.
Thank you.
So go ahead and, you know, give us your song. We'll come back on, and yeah.
Perfect.
Twist tap poison. Shut up, you always talk, you poison. And I don't know what to say to make you feel better. I'm heavy with doubt, but I won't turn around now. I won't back down. Baby, it's all right now. Baby, it's all right now. You live under the circus tower, you die. Every time you lay down, you lie. And I don't know how to be to make you feel better. I'm heavy with doubt, but I won't turn around now. I won't back down. Baby, it's all right now. Baby, it's all right now. You can go on without. We've always been in this together. I won't give up on you. I will always love you. I will always love you. I'm heavy with doubt, but I won't turn around now. I won't back down, baby, it's all right now. Baby, it's all
You just heard the live performance of All Right Now by Garrison. He's been in the X-Ray studio with us. His album Monte comes out August 29th. So really soon. And you've got a show at Alberta Street. Or sorry, the first one is at
Rose City Book Pub.
Yeah,
Rose City Book Pub.
I'm
going
to get those two confused.
Come to both.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all, yeah. I'll make sure to save these. I'll have them listed on the information page on my show at xray.fm. You've been listening to Wildflower and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I've been here with Chase, too. So I want to give him a shout out.
Thank you, Chase.
Doing all the things. And yeah, you're going to play us one last track. This is Swimming. Oh, also, he will be at Alberta Street Pub October 9th, everybody.
Yes, October 9th, the Patty Griffin tribute, Alberta Street Pub, and then Alvin Lee's show, Rose City Book Pub, the 29th. You can go to my website, garrison.com, Garrison with an E, and I'll have tickets for both.
And then where's the best place for people to keep up with you?
My website usually has, it's a central hub, garrison.com, and the other place is Instagram, probably, garrison.music, Garrison with an E. And that's where I post a lot of, like, upcoming shows or, like, I just did an unboxing video of the t-shirts. Like, that's kind of the behind the scenes, and that helps you keep up with my shows, too. So either one of those, you can do my newsletter, too, and that's, I send out monthly show dates.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for being here. It's been such a pleasure. You're going to play us Swimming off of Monte, which comes out on August 29th, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. JBJ is up next with Hello Cruel World. Radio is yours. Thanks, Garrison.
Thank you. I had a dream. It came to me from out of the dark. He asked if I wanted to go swimming. I knew it was a dream of what I had been missing. And I told him yes, and I'd say yes again. Spending time alone, spending time with you. You're always telling the truth. If I can hear you through the wall at all, if I can hear you at all. Hey! I thought I'd never come up for air. I drowned in love and light and the smell of your hair. Baby, your